This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What a weekend in the world of football. NFC champs, the Philadelphia Eagles, 31-7 over the San Francisco 49ers. And wow, what a thriller the AFC championship game was. A little bit closer, the Chiefs, thanks to a late penalty, they get a little bit closer, they get a winning field goal, and they beat the Bengals 23-21. How about some applause for that? I know millions of you watched this. The final of the NFL season. You know, we do this nail the score thing for fun on the show every single Tuesday in our first hour final segment, and so many people started to get involved who were working, and they would send us email guesses, and of course we would always have Pete and Sharon call in, and we're going to have one for the Super Bowl too, and oh so close in trying to nail the score this year. But what a fabulous finish to the season. It's just beginning, you could say, in a sense, for somebody who was the president of the United States, Donald Trump. He says, we're here. He hit the campaign trail in New Hampshire and in South Carolina. So the former prez running again in 2024. He's off and running with campaign events. Those are two really important stops. And he's making the full court press, saying we will do it again. He was at an event at the State House in downtown Columbia. It capped off a day-long trip that also took him, like I said, further up north to New Hampshire. Both states hold, of course, early primaries in the 2024 presidential election. And it's not a surprise. We knew this was happening. How often did we easily read the tea leaves and say that this was going to happen? But what the surprise is in some polls in the last month or two, the former prez trailed the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, who hasn't said that he's running for president on the Republican side of things, but in the what-if hypothetical matchups, DeSantis was coming out ahead. Now a lot of the polls are polling, it seems, in the Trump direction. I say flip a coin. It is still too early because there are still others who may jump in to the middle of this, right? And we know that this takes such a long time when you jump in and you decide you're doing the presidential thing, even if you already have it on your resume. And there are some Republicans, of course, who blame Trump for the party's disappointing showing in the 2022 congressional elections, including that failure to win control of the U.S. Senate. Other Republicans are worried about the criminal investigations hovering around the former president, but yet others say, nah, he's going to roll on and he's going to roll in. What do you think? We're starting our unofficial poll up again, since he has definitely made it official. You can send me your thoughts up or down as to whether you think the former president will win the Republican primaries, because it's all about those primaries and getting the nod that boosts you into the push for 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So you can do that by hitting me up at kate@katedelaneyradio.com. kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Some other things that happened in the last handful of days that are, I think, part of the buzz, what people are talking about as we motor through the tail end of January. Wow, even saying that feels really shocking to me. It shouldn't. Time waits for no man or woe man. But it does feel as though it has just absolutely flown by. So some people are already out of the resolution business because they didn't really keep the resolutions and decided, no, I didn't really need to do this. Other people are knee-deep into it and doing okay, and others are just looking ahead, praying that we do not have a recession, because, of course, that's part of what the conversation is about. Are we going to see any kind of a recession? There are some things that have pointed in, indicators that have pointed in a much better direction, thank goodness, that show if it's a recession, it may be a soft recession. But as I say that, it's interesting because driving back from watching the NFC championship game at my brother's house, which is, I don't know, a half an hour, give or take, away, the Hubs said to me, are you looking at these gas prices? Are you seeing how much they've gone up? Is it 40 cents? Is it gone that high? And the answer is, you may have noticed that too, gas prices are going up. We look at the federal data, the gas prices have been mostly going up since they bottomed out. And now we're starting to see them soar a little bit higher now again. I mean, up to $3.50 a gallon plus, depending on where in January. So much higher after we saw those lows in December. And he's right. In some cases, you're talking about 30, 40 cents more. And then the question becomes, well, what is the reason for that? Because that throws a wrench into the Federal Reserve's inflation fight. And then again, the conversation that we have about recession, right? It is kind of wild, the rocketing higher through January. Historically, it's a much different thing. Specifically in looking at that, part of it is the global energy demand that's starting to happen, and also looking at that whole market supply thing, which again goes to the demand, and seeing that go a little bit higher as markets are positioning themselves. You always look at what crude is, and you look at, you know, what a barrel is, and that's where you get the obvious movement as to why is this headed in this direction. But it is a thing that we notice in what we do in our everyday lives, especially when you see that kind of a jump. So at least when it comes to that indicator, and of course, again, when we look at the prices of things at the supermarket, that's where you can see it on people's faces that, yeah, we are tiptoeing around this. We are tiptoeing around the dreaded recession, but it is looking a lot better than what was originally predicted. Thank goodness for that. Hey, coming up at the tail end of this hour, the second half anyway, mailbag. Lots of you had plenty to say about both of those football games and some politics in between. Plus, speaking of the football games, we'll hit up the man cave as we open the door to that in our very final segment. But next, odds and ends.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Time for some odds and ends, things that you may have missed because there were more priorities, let's say, in your life over the weekend. Always the weather, right? The chill alerts that are out there are downright brr. Millions of Americans spending Sunday really avoiding some of that wintry weather. And the digging out that you have to do when you get so much snow, dangerous wind chills especially. 23 million Americans across 17 states. Sunday morning was pretty rough on a lot of people. Snow basically stalling over the Rocky Mountains. Another storm breaks away and heads toward the northeast. Heavy snow was dousing Michigan on Sunday morning. About 14 million Americans across about 18 states or so, give or take, from Washington to Minnesota to Texas and Oklahoma, have temperatures that are close to negative 15 degrees or worse, somewhere in the neighborhood. I used to live in Nebraska, and I was looking at some of the temperatures in Nebraska. North Platte, I used to go through North Platte a lot at the one extreme end of Nebraska. Negative 14. Negative 14. That is when you are just bundled up. And, you know, we always say the same thing when there's ever any kind of extreme cold or extreme heat. Oh, but we're used to that. You never get used to that. You never get used to that. I've talked to people who have lived in places where I don't know that I could actually survive when it comes to the cold. And they say, yeah, we prepare for it, but used to it is not really the right word. So just be careful out there. Pay attention to what the temperatures are and layer up, people. That is the key. Because I saw that even three kids taken in the carjacking were found with frostbite. And we're talking about Nebraska. There were three young children that were treated for frostbite. Police say two suspects stole an SUV while they were inside of it. Oh, how awful is that? When you had these bone-chilling temperatures that we're talking about. You know, even one of the kids in that car was an infant who was found on a front porch of a farmhouse. All three had suspected hypothermia and frostbite. So the story is a wild, crazy chase, and teenagers who now are facing charges like kidnapping and intentional child abuse for what they did, stealing the SUV, and the timing obviously was bad on that as to who the occupants were in that SUV, but what a terrible thing. Luckily, they are all surviving, and they were able to get them once the police were after the teenagers on the stolen SUV. I mean, thank goodness, or who knows what would have happened to those children, especially the infant. Just a terrible, terrible thing there. But again, goes to the watch for being out at any point, because they certainly were not bundled up and ready for that kind of temperature. They were not expecting that they were going to be driven away, thrown out of a car that was ultimately stolen. Hey, we still have this thing when we talk about spending in debt. Yeah, that hasn't really gone away. So the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, did the Sunday rounds, meaning the talking heads, the political yakety yak that happens across the tube on all your major networks. And McCarthy was on a few. He said he's set to meet with President Biden on Wednesday to discuss the Republican House majority's views on the federal government spending and raising the country's borrowing limit to avoid a debt default. One of the places where he stopped was CBS's Face the Nation. He said, I know the president said he didn't want to have any discussions, but I think it's very important that our whole government is designed to find compromise. Ooh, I'm going to pull that one out. Our whole government is designed to find compromise. Tell me what's wrong with that sentence. Kevin, where is the compromise? It's very rare to find the compromise. But he did say, I want to find a reasonable and responsible way we can lift the debt ceiling and take control of this runaway spending. I don't think there's anyone in America who doesn't agree that there's some wasteful Washington spending that we can eliminate. Oh, yes, we are raising our hands. When we talk about pork, and we have a list that is so long that we read a couple of times a year on this show, and you will all be invited to the reading of what we think is ridiculous spending in Washington, D.C. It is so easy to tee that up. So what will come of this meeting, if anything? The Biden angle of this, I guess, and this meeting is they're talking about economic growth and lowering the deficit, and what happens, the president's going to ask what the speaker's plan is, since the first bill on the floor would increase the deficit by more than $100 billion in order to protect some of the proposals that are already out there, but would cut Social Security, Medicare, and some other programs that especially seniors and other working middle-class families are right in the middle of all of that. So the White House has said they're not going to use that compromise word. They've said they're not going to negotiate or compromise by tying a debt limit increase to spending cuts. So will there be any kind of compromise in this situation? I always say that if you could be a fly on the wall to certain conversations, what would you pick? And if I had, let's say, three or four, this would be one of them. I'd be really curious to see how that conversation starts out. Amicable, I'm sure. Don't believe it gets crazy, crazy heated. But don't believe that there's going to be any kind of a compromise when McCarthy walks out of the president's house, so to speak, 1600 Pennsylvania. I don't think so. And we'll see. I mean, where are the dollars being spent, and where can we eliminate the waste? Where is that going to be cut? How do we cut the nonsense? I mean, look, the current debt ceiling, $31.4 trillion. That's an easy number to remember because it's so insanely high. But this is nothing new. To anyone who's listened to the show, we've talked about this for year after year after year, it seems. I mean, look, we're already in these extraordinary measures. And what does that mean? We have to have the cash flow. We've got to pay the bills. And that's going to be depleted, the extraordinary measures, by June, according to the Treasury Secretary. So somebody somewhere has to come up with something that the Republicans and the Democrats can both agree to. And here's the thing. Once they agree to whatever it is, if there's this so-called compromise, that means why not get ready for the next time around? Why not put something in place so that year after year after year, we're not talking about the same thing of what do we do? What do we look at with this debt limit? How do we pay these bills? Do we have to do extraordinary measures? Is the government going to shut down? If I had a dollar for every time that left my lips on this show, oh, I'd be a very, very wealthy woman. So I think there's a problem. It's the insanity thing. You know that saying, when you do the same thing over and over again and get the same results, all of us know that. So it's about time that they, being the people who represent us, came up with a better way to figure out how to parcel this out so we're not consistently finding ourselves in the same place. Groundhog Day. You know, Groundhog Day is coming up, and that's exactly what it feels like as we keep talking about the debt ceiling and where we are we saddling future generations with something that there's no way they can dig out of. So since I brought it up, Groundhog Day is coming up. February 2nd is Groundhog Day, and you know what that means, right? Of course, I got some emails from a few people about it, but like Al says, what do you think is going to happen on Groundhog Day? So I'll just cut to the chase there. I have no idea. That's what I think. I can't know what a groundhog is going to do, Punxsutawney Phil. I have no idea. Is it going to see his shadow or not? I know he's going to come out of the burrow. It's burrow. And will he see the shadow or retreat to the den? And winter will go on for six more weeks if he does not see its shadow. Because of cloudiness, hey, spring could arrive early. It's a wild tradition that's been around for a very, very long time. Your thoughts coming up as we go to the mailroom.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The man who attacked Paul Pelosi isn't apologizing for what he did. He's apologizing for what he didn't do. Dave DePapp phoned the San Francisco TV station Friday from jail and told the reporter he was so sorry that he, quote, didn't get more of them. DePapp has pleaded not guilty and is scheduled to be back in court next month. 4 civilians are reported dead after Russian shellings of 2 Ukrainian cities. President Zelensky says 3 people were killed in the southern city of Kherson. At least 41 people are dead after a bus crash in Pakistan. The bus fell into a ravine and caught on fire in the southern part of the country. The Chiefs and Eagles will meet for Super Bowl 57. Kansas City needed a last-second 45-yard field goal to best the Bengals 23-20. The Eagles had no trouble with the Niners earlier in the day, 31-7. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Pig in the mailbag.
I love this mailbag thing because it's so interesting what people sent me, what's on your mind. Some of it's politics and frustrations. It's, are we going to see a deep recession, what's going on in Ukraine, and how much is that draining resources and those kinds of things. I got this one from Michael, though, and I thought this was so interesting. And he says, Kate, I was watching one of the networks. I was just kind of flipping around, and I fell on this story about this painting that the owner bought for $600 and then sold for $3 million. What I wonder is, how would you know if you went somewhere and accidentally came across one of the great master painters' works because you happened to come across a painting somewhere and it was either at a garage sale or some other kind of an art gallery sale, and then to reap that kind of money must really have blown that person's mind. I don't know all of the details, but I know that it was $643 million. Yeah, you know what? I think it's cool, Michael, that you saw that Fox did something, and I think CNN did. I don't know. I was like you. I was flipping around, and I saw the same thing. I saw like a crawl underneath that said something about it. And in looking this up after you sent me that, there was this. It was in a farm shed. They found this a painting in a farm shed, and it was by an artist, Anthony Van Dyck. And the piece was for a painting produced by the Flemish painter, who's pretty well known if you look at his name, and it's called Saint Jerome. And it's in a museum now in Rotterdam, and this is what it is. Like, so how would you know that? The painting is a nude older man sitting on a stool. And he didn't do many of those kinds of paintings, I guess, like live models. You know, people in those times, in other times, in modern times, whatever, using live models, trying to get the form of the human body right. And they say this painting was painted between 1615 and 1618, most likely. So the bottom line is, yes, this was discovered and then went through the, oh, is this anything, is this important? Is, you know, so this was just some derelict painting the guy had. That's what he thought. $600 paid for it, and it turns out it was pretty well preserved, and it sold for $3.1 million. Whoa! So it's interesting. And it's going to, the money is going to, some of it anyway, is going to provide financial support to artists and charities and that kind of stuff. But good for the owner. I stumbled on this painting. I know that this could be significant, but not that significant. Yeah, so thanks for throwing that out there just to kind of put douse all the other things that we're talking about. Okay, this one from Joseph. Kate, I always laugh out loud when I hear you talk about George Pinocchio Santos. And it is quite ridiculous that more and more keeps getting uncovered about this now representative and how, as you said, the Republicans in that district in New York screwed up because they didn't really do very much vetting whatsoever. And were they so desperate or so awed by what he told them or what they wanted to hear that they just didn't really pay attention closely to anything that was on a resume or anything that he had fed them? I think they wanted somebody, yes, and that he seemed like the perfect person. Okay, he's Republican, he's gay, he is connected to the financial markets, he can speak plain language to people. I mean, this is what he was doing when he was out there shaking hands. He has the backing of Kevin McCarthy and others, which that wasn't, some of that was all made up. So, and then these campaign contributors who now don't exist, because that's like the latest thing. Like, okay, what's the list of the campaign contributors? Because the money is where he could fall down the rabbit hole, the finances. If there's any ties to things that are illegal, then that would change everything. So in looking at databases, they can't find names of some of these people. There's all kinds of course, media that are digging up every little shred of anything because it's just the gift that keeps giving, sadly, right? So lists of people's names donating $2,500 or donating $2,800 or donating whatever it is, and then not being able to uncover those people. So where did the money come from? It's highly exaggerated or fib riddled, I guess is a good way to put that. And, you know, it's about the finance forms and figuring out what happened in Long Island and this loan that he supposedly got and what is the source of the loan. And, yeah, federal prosecutors are investigating George Santos because they can't find these, and that's why this is coming up, because they can't find some of these donors. So I guess that's the biggest thing that's probably going to take him down. Probably, I say, because that's the only road really to go. I mean, if somebody makes up lies and says they went to this school or they worked at Goldman Sachs or whatever, well, shame on them for not catching that. But he was elected, so he's not gonna, you know, lose that seat unless there's something that could be tied to it. I've said this before on this show. People look at Kevin McCarthy, well, can't you do something? Wouldn't they take him to? It's like the voters voted for him. That's how the system works, you know. And again, he didn't say this. McCarthy didn't say this, but shame on New York's 3rd Congressional District for putting him out there. And then look at what constantly comes back, what boomerangs back. All these false or dubious claims about his biography, his work history, his financial status, his religion even, for goodness sake, just just absolutely, crazy. Okay, so here we go to Elaine. And Elaine says, hey, Kate, I was listening to you talk about what was going to happen in the sports segment you did in the Australian Open and whether Novak Djokovic would win another slam. I happen to be a tennis player, and I figured he would easily get through the Australian Open, and I can't remember how many he's won, but I know it's like record-setting. And do you think he has more left in the tank where he'll keep playing while Rafa Nadal deals with injuries and Roger Federer is now out of the game? Djokovic won his 10th Australian Open. He beat Stefanos Tsitsipas 6-3, 7-6, 7-6, and 35, and so fit, but also plagued with controversy in recent times because he's not vaccinated against COVID-19. So he was booted out of the country last time around Australia. This time he's back in. And, so it's his 10th, 22 majors, which is, wow, incredible. Would he be considered the greatest of all time if he continues to win and rack up more matches? And the answer to that is, well, if you measure it in the amount of Grand Slam victories, it would be between, as long as they're both playing, him and Nadal, as long as they're competitive and get to those finals and can win those final matches. And I don't think he stops anytime soon. So there you go. All right, this one comes to us from Max. And Max says, Kate, I was so sad to learn about this actress who I don't pay attention to actors' names unless it's somebody super famous, but I had seen this woman in a couple of different shows that I've watched, one with my older son, and I guess her name is Annie Wersching, and she just passed away, and I guess leaves behind a couple of kids, and I realized that I really have seen her in a lot of things. I think you watch the series Bosch, and she was on that, and she was in a couple of things, like I said, The Vampire Diaries I watched with my older son, and was in a few other things that I watched too, and how sad that happened. But there is some sort of a GoFundMe page for the kids. You know what? I'm like you. If somebody well known, I know them, right? But you know when you know somebody by face, and it's funny you said the thing about Bosch because I do like that show. And the second half of whatever the season is coming back here eventually. I don't know if it's in June or when it is, but he or she was the love interest of this detective on that Amazon Prime series, and she played a vampire on that show that you mentioned too, The Vampire Diaries. And they did set up some sort of a page because she's got young children and she was like really kind of the sole source of everything. Like she has a 12-year-old, a 9-year-old, I guess, and I looked it up, and a 4-year-old. And good for the people that are out there reaching out. I think they've raised over $120,000, something like that. All right, thanks for all the emails. Man Cave next.
Hey, guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Everybody's welcome here. Don't forget, we're going to have in 2 weeks leading into the Super Bowl Tuesday in our first hour, final segment, our very final Nail the Score for the NFL season. It would be the Super Bowl game between the Eagles and Kansas City's boys. So the odds makers initially made the Super Bowl a toss-up, but the Eagles now emerge as a betting favorite over the Chiefs on Sunday. Caesars has the Eagles a 2-point favorite. I think it's going to be close Super Bowl, right? Philly moves to its fourth Super Bowl in their franchise history with that 31-7 win over the 49ers on Sunday in the NFC Championship game, and they definitely overcame long odds to get there. Look, Philly was at one point 50-1 to win the Super Bowl in the off season. That'd be nice to have put a few dollars down on that. And 15 teams were listed ahead of Philadelphia. They did make some moves that helped, like getting receiver A.J. Brown. The Chiefs, of course, were among the favorites. They began the season at 11-1 to win the Super Bowl at Caesars Sportsbook. But after a blowout win over the Cardinals in week one, they had single-digit Super Bowl odds the rest of the way. So Kansas City knocked off the Bengals in a dramatic AFC championship game. You know, when you look at the Super Bowl, an all-time high of $179.8 million was bet on last year's Super Bowl in Nevada sportsbooks. That's the most of any state that reported betting numbers. Nevada sportsbooks won $15.4 million on last year's Super Bowl. So, I mean, because, listen, they always win. Just so you know, the House always wins. But how about that? 179.8 million bet on the Super Bowl. I mean, they could be little bets. They're not necessarily all giant bets that people put on the Super Bowl, but they were definitely there. So I want to give you a little more of a sense of what happened in these games. Jalen Hurts is not 100% with his shoulder, but he had one of Philly's four rushing touchdowns and in that win over the 49ers. I mean, the Eagles won the Super Bowl 5 years ago with a different coach and quarterback. So now it's Nick Sirianni, who is the coach of the Eagles, and Hurts, who is the quarterback. And they're playing the former Eagles coach, Andy Reid, who is the Kansas City Chiefs coach. And for Hurts, he was 15 of 25 passing, 121 yards, and ran for 39. He is 16-1 as a starter. So, and the Eagles lost the two games that he missed with a sprained right shoulder. This was a big one for him. Miles Sanders ran for two touchdowns, and Hassan Reddick, Eagles linebacker, made the hit that forced 49ers rookie quarterback Brock Purdy out of the game with an elbow injury. He also recovered a fumble by his replacement at quarterback for San Francisco, Josh Johnson, who then later, by the way, suffered a concussion, which then forced Purdy back into the game. But his injury was a factor for sure. The 49ers pretty much gave up on the passing game, even when trailing by multiple scores, because Purdy couldn't throw the ball more than 10 yards after he hurt his elbow. And, you know, it's interesting because for the Eagles, they broke the game open in the final 2 minutes of the first half. They got a huge boost from the crowd that was pretty quiet, I think, when Sanders, who I mentioned, broke free for a 13-run for a 14-7 lead and a 14-play, 75-yard drive that was extended by three 49er penalties. And definitely a factor, I think, for San Francisco was the fact of the situation they were in with quarterbacks. There's no question after what happened with Purdy, etc. And so the 49ers turned to an incredible weapon they had, Christian McCaffrey, but he couldn't do everything. He broke three tackles on a 23-yard touchdown run that made it 7-7, though, in the second quarter. And in watching this game in the very first half of it, you really believe that this really could go the way of either team here, just like the odds makers had set it up. There were some famous people that were watching this, that were in the house, so to speak, who are all from the Philadelphia area. Jill Biden, the First Lady, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, the commissioner is always at these kinds of things, of course. Actor Bradley Cooper, who's from Philly. Comedian Kevin Hart, again, a Philly guy. Los Angeles Angels star Mike Trout, and a lot of different 76ers. So that's how they punched their ticket to the big game in Arizona. As for the AFC Championship game, Patrick Mahomes was forced to rely on his really badly sprained right ankle. He had a high ankle sprain rather than kind of what he had been able to do in the past. Plus, he was missing three wide receivers with injuries, so he's battered. He's missing the three wide receivers. He took off on a third down play near midfield in this game with the Bengals that was do or die, and he strained to reach the mark he needed. He was headed out of bounds when he was pushed and forced toward the bench by a Bengal, Joseph Osai, and that coupled with the 15-yard penalty for a late hit was all Kansas City needed. So Harrison Butker went onto the field, and he nailed a 45-yard kick through the crazy gusting wind over the crossbar with 3 seconds to go, and that put the Chiefs back in the Super Bowl for the third time in 4 years because they beat the Bengals 23-20. Kind of vindication for the AFC West champions who had lost three straight to the Bengals, including a three-point overtime loss to Cincinnati in last year's conference title game. So now this was a very, very, very big win, needless to say, for the Chiefs. Joe Burrow was sacked five times, a little wobbly in the end. He finished with 270 yards passing to go with a touchdown and two interceptions for the Bengals. T. Higgins had six catches for 83 yards and a score. And, of course, that one play at the end, Osai, was just terrible because that led to the better field position and the kick, as I already described. Bengals coach Zach Taylor, who's always a classy guy and was asked about that, said, "We're not going to make it about one play. There was plenty of plays we left on the field today that could have put us in a better position. The character of the football team, that's never going to change. We've got the right people in the locker room, the right men leading this team and the organization." Again, a very, very classy thing for him to say. So now this is what we're down to, and the Super Bowl will take place not next weekend, but the weekend after that. And that wraps up the NFL season just like that. In a blink of an eye, it soared by. And when you get to the end of an NFL season, there are people who lose jobs, move on, take other jobs. For example, for the Dallas Cowboys, Kellen Moore is not going to return as the Cowboys' offensive coordinator. He ended a four-year run that saw the offense actually ranked inside the top 10 three times. So in a statement on Sunday night, Dallas coach Mike McCarthy said the Cowboys and Moore reached a mutual decision to part ways following the end of the season review process and some other discussions. So after that happening, what's now happening is he's going to call the plays. It is possible that he will take over the play calling responsibilities, although that's not official. And that's how the Cowboys are dealing with a disappointing season, tail end of the season, where they had a real shot over the San Francisco 49ers, but it was not to be. And Prescott tied the NFL lead in interceptions in 2022 with 15. And this is despite missing five games. So a tough season, in a sense, for the Dallas Cowboy quarterback. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show and for Jeremy Paulson for his excellent work on the technicals. Make it count, everyone.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.